It's Monday, and Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell is with me now for our weekly look at news from the Iowa State House. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
Well, we're into March now, and Friday was the day the big federal cuts, known as sequestration, were due to take effect. What do we know so far about how those cuts are affecting state government?
Well, the governor and his staff say that education and workforce development are two areas that could be hit. Also, the military likely to see some cuts under sequestration. But last week, they were still working on what exactly that would look like. We have some predictions from the White House. They're predicting furloughs of civilian military employees in Iowa. As far as the Iowa National Guard, officials there have said that they're mostly a part-time force, so furloughs wouldn't hit them so much, but they are more concerned about funds for facilities. So, for example, they have asked the state for an increase in their budget next year to upgrade some of the armories.
Concerns about not having enough money notwithstanding, property tax cuts remain one of Governor Branstad's top priorities, and he said that once lawmakers address that, he would like to take a look at raising the gas tax, but he is getting some flack from his own party for that one. Joyce, does a gas tax hike seem within reach this time around?
Well, within reach, perhaps. The pro-gas tax folks had their annual transportation day at the State House, and their slogan was "Time for a Dime," a 10-cent increase in the gas tax. This includes sort of the usual suspects: contractors, counties, cities, economic development folks. And you're right, the governor has suggested that if he can get a tax cut elsewhere, he'd go along with the gas tax increase, although we should say he's been careful to call it a user fee. The anti-tax crowd, though, is very vocally opposed, and you're right, that includes the chair of the Iowa Republican Party, A.J. Spiker, who came out against raising the gas tax. But I have to say that is not endearing him to the contractors and other potential contributors to the Republican Party.
The governor's top economic development official, Debbie Durham, was at the State House last week to answer questions about a large and controversial state incentive package for an Egyptian company that's building a fertilizer plant in southeast Iowa. What happens next with this, Joyce? And do lawmakers have any authority to change things now that the deal's been made?
No, the deal is a done deal, although Democrats have been able to keep this in the spotlight. Look, Debbie Durham has admitted mistakes in that fertilizer plant deal. She told a committee earlier in the session that she trusted the president of the company in the negotiations and that that trust turned out to be at least partially misplaced. We should say, as a rule, some Democrats are skeptical about, handing out tax credits to attract new businesses. They've criticized many of those in the past. And you ask what happens next. Well, what happens next is that the Economic Development Director has a request in to raise the cap on some of those tax credits. And that, of course, has to get through the Democratic-controlled Senate. So that could be a struggle.
Okay, well, Democratic leaders in the Senate, as well as House Republicans, announced their budget goals last week. How big of a gulf is there between the two parties?
About $500 million. That's billion with a B. As you know, Sarah, the state has as much as $800 million in surplus funds right now. And the two parties' budgets largely reflect a difference in how to use that surplus. The Democrats would spend some of it on their priorities. Republicans call it a tax overpayment, and they want to return it to taxpayers. So there's some difficult negotiations coming up.
Right. And then how do the governor's proposals factor in?
Well, the governor's budget, just like last year, it falls in between the House Republicans and the Senate Democrats. Education spending is one of the bigger differences between the House and the Senate and between the Senate and the governor. Senate Democrats have approved a 4% increase in spending for K-12 schools, for example. The House approved 2%. And so far, the governor has 0% in his budget. So that's something else that's going to have to be worked out.
And this is funnel week, one of those weeks when some bills go by the wayside. What do we expect lawmakers to get rid of sort of this week?
Oh, there will be quite a few. There are lots of subcommittees and committees feverishly meeting this week, a very full calendar. And as usual, some bills with questionable prospects are up for discussion. Senate Democrats want to legalize medical marijuana. They also want to ban smoking in casinos. And House Republicans have offered a bill that they say they're going to work on this week. They want to make it harder to get divorced when children are involved.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.